Morning, everyone.
Morning.
I was asked to give a short rundown, a review, if you will, of the experiences in New Guy, a small Andean town, which we first visited, I first visited in 2009, and then we had our pilgrimage this year in August, and went to visit this place, which is dear to all of us because it's part of our story, part of the history of our community, in that Gene Savoy, the founder of this organization, lived there for a time with the child Jamil, whom you've all, or most of you, have read about. And if you know the story, which is recounted in the book, Jamil, Child of Light, formerly called Jamil, the Child Christ, you have read the chapters where it discusses their time there and where why they went to this area of Peru known as, in some people's estimation, as the Switzerland of Peru because of the Andean mountains there, snow-capped mountains. And the events that transpired in that small town. The child passed away there, and that happened in 1962. If you look at the story, you know what happened. There was an avalanche. The town is situated right beneath the highest peak in Peru, called Mount Huascarán. And that mountain is around, well, not quite 23,000 feet above sea level, but pretty high up. And the town is beneath in this river valley called the Santa River Valley, also known as the Callejón de Huaylas. And it's a high valley, kind of like here in the Truckee Meadows. We have the Truckee River running through, and we have mountains on either side. And it's like that there. You have the snow-capped mountains on the eastern side, and then you have the what they call the Cordillera Negra, or the dark mountains, more deserty, on the western side. So we took a few days this last August, and we ventured to Yungay, driving from Huaraz, which is the capital of that valley, down along the river, and went to the Campo Santo de Yungay. When Yungay was, when the child was there, Yungay was not destroyed by that avalanche in 1962, but the nearby town of Unlayerca was. And it was predicted at that time that the mountain would fall again and that the town of Yungay would indeed be inundated at some point in the future. And that did happen in 1970 when there was a great earthquake that was centered in the area of, well, it was centered actually in the Pacific, and it was very strong, and it shook that valley, and it dislodged a great amount of ice and debris and mud from Huascarán, and the mountain fell, and indeed it did destroy the town of Yungay. So what has transpired since that? Well, during that time, I should tell you that it was a very tragic event because about 70,000 people perished in that valley, they say, if not more. And the people who were there were really felt, as our tour guide had told us, and as my father said many times, that it really was the end of the world in their minds. They really thought that everything had come, that the whole cataclysm had come to pass. But they received, and it was such a tragedy, that they received great assistance from all over the world, from the Soviet Union, even from all over Europe, and from the United States and other parts of Latin America. And people were sent in to rescue who they could, to set up schools. And it really was a coming together of people from all over the world to assist those people in the Andes. The story is linked to us because the child lived there, and my father and we were forbidden to worship the child, to go and to disturb the tomb, wherever that may have been in that mountain cliff there, in Yungay. And so that wasn't the purpose of our journey there. Our journey there was to simply have a pilgrimage to visit this sacred area, which, as I said, has become a pilgrimage site. It's called the Campo Santo de Yungay. And it's become a pilgrimage site for people throughout the world and all over Peru. And I think the experience there was very touching for those of us who were there. We read a little bit of the story, Jamil, as we sat under a pepper tree. And we roamed the area. And it was interesting because in 2009, when I went there on my own with a colleague, Peruvian Vicente Durango, I ran into an old man. Some of you know the story. At the edge of Yungay, so the mountain's here, and Yungay is here, and the mountain fell like this, and then there's the river, the Santa River here. That Santa River runs north, the valley goes south to north, and that river runs like this, and then it turns to the west and goes to the Pacific Ocean. There was so much debris that it could be seen in the Pacific. That's how much had fallen down. That down here on the edge of Yungay, there was a cemetery that was built, not what we're used to, but a round circular structure that was several stories high. And there they would inter the bodies of the people of that area. And when the mountain fell in 1962, the top of that cemetery, they built a statue of Jesus Christ. And that statue of Jesus Christ was intended to watch over the valley so that nothing like that would ever happen again. That was how they felt. Well, in 1970, of course, the avalanche happened again. And what was left of the town were three areas. That cemetery, even though the mud went almost all the way to the top, the cemetery was saved, and Jesus was still there. Further along the valley, on the other side of a knoll, was the soccer stadium. And there that day, on a Sunday, there was a circus in town. And so most of the children of the town were at the circus. And so that was very lucky because they were saved. About 90 people or so ran up that cemetery, children and people running, holding hands, and they were saved. And there was a small hillock on one edge of the town, which was behind kind of some trees and so forth, and that was saved. So when I went there in 2009 and I told the story to the people who were there this time, I walked to that cemetery, and at the base of the cemetery was an old man. And this old man was a beggar, and he was sitting there with a large staff and very blue eyes, and he had some flies around him, and he was just sitting there, and I started to talk to him in Spanish and told him who I was and why I was there. And he remembered. He said, yes, there was a man. There were many foreigners there, you see, because Yungay in that valley was very beautiful. It was the center of much activity and commerce and production. And so there, he said, there was a man, an American, and he had a little boy, a little blonde boy, and they would walk through the town. And he says, I remember where they lived. They lived over there. And he pointed kind of toward the, as the valley kind of went up like this, up the hill. And so we talked some more, and then we parted ways, and I went up to the Jesus statue. And it was a very sunny day and a little windy, and I looked up, and I'll tell you the truth, I looked up and it was the face of my father on that statue. Now, I don't know what that meant exactly. It wasn't meant to appear like in a movie, like over the statue. It was the features of the statue. And it was very fascinating. And so I turned around and I walked down the cemetery and then continued to roam through the town, which now is just, as I said, there's nothing left. What they did was they put headstones and markers where they thought the houses were, underneath, you see. And so people just go there and walk and they bring flowers and they kind of reestablish the plaza with palm trees. All that was left was four palm trees. It's very interesting. And one corner of the cathedral in the town. So this time we went there again and told the story. And then we walked along the way toward an altar, communion table, if you like, kind of like this, that they had hewn out of stone. And they built that altar, communion table, at the edge of town, and then they have rebuilt the facade of the cathedral a little further up, and you can see the mountain through that. And they conduct every year a mass, because they are a Catholic nation, a mass at that outdoor communion table, which is very fascinating. And there, this last time, we walked there, and nearby was an old man who was living in that little part of the village that was saved. And so he spoke with Yuki and Elizabeth and Frank, friend Heather, who was with us, and our friend Paul and I, and he told us the story of how it all happened. And so it's true. It's a true story. And the next day, we decided to drive over a pass, past Yungay, up to past the mountain to some lakes. Very high, you might say, alpine lakes. And I tell you the truth, as we were driving up that road, and it was kind of a long, windy road, it took us a little while, an hour to get to the national park of Mount Waspadam. As we drove over one part, I began to cry. And it was just for a few moments, and it was an overwhelming thing. And I don't know if the members of the trip were aware of that, but it was where I know that house was, because it was where the man in 2009 told me that's where they lived. And I think the point of telling the story is that it's a real thing. It's a real event that transpired. It was sad in many ways, but it was also, at the time that it happened, but it was also the beginning of a new era. And so, if anyone of you would like to join me and the community again, we plan to go back to Yungay. And again, it's not for memorializing, it's not for anything that's negative or anything that's sad. It really is more about just feeling, it's like a pilgrimage, like Fatima or one of those places in the world. You go and you just kind of get renewed, and it's very beautiful there. So I wanted just to retell a story to let you know that we had a wonderful time there, and you can ask Elizabeth or Yuki or anyone who's been there with me, I think that they will tell you the same thing. It was very, very renewing, very profound, and the sun was shining very brilliantly as we went there over the lakes, and it was very special. So thank you for allowing me to share that story with you. If you want to know more about it, I'm happy to tell you it in private time. But that's the story of Yungay. And you might go back and read a little bit of the child book, and you can read about what happened there and the revelations that occurred there, which is kind of the beginning of this community in a way. And that's a very beautiful thing. So that's the story. And, but we thought that it would be better here in chapel to tell that story than some other locations. So thank you for allowing me to share, and I think